I'm going to introduce Henry Cadbury now. And Henry Cadbury may not know how much he means to me personally, but over the years, Henry Cadbury has contributed a tremendous amount to my thinking about the whole Society of Friends, the purpose of Quaker way of life. If I were pressed to name four friends who have put together made a contribution in the 20th century to our friends' theology, I think they would be Rufus Jones, Jane Rushmore, Douglas Steer, and Henry Cadbury. He is, as of this year, 90 years old. It's a great pleasure to have him with us today. He was born in Philadelphia, graduated from Haverford, and received his master's and PhD from Harvard. He taught at Haverford from 1910 until 1919, at Bryn Mawr from 1926 to 34, and was Hollis Professor of Divinity at Harvard University from 1934 to 54, when he retired. Being too young really to retire at 71, he has filled a lot of positions in a great many places, such as Pendle Hill, Hartford Seminary, Yale Divinity School, Swarthmore College, and other institutions. A pacifist, he was one of those who found the American Friends Service Committee in 1917. He was chairman of the American Friends Service Committee from 1928 to 1934, and again from 1944 to 1960. Those of us who were conscientious objectors in World War II remember, well, those of us who were stationed in Boston remember the open house of Henry and Lydia Cadbury for all of us, and the kinds of strengthening which they gave, just not only by hospitality, but by the ability to articulate what this was all about in a pretty trying time. He was, of course, the one who, when the American Friends Service Committee was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1947, went to Oslo to receive it for friends, in what I'm sure everybody in this room knows is the classic story of Henry Cadbury going to the AFSC warehouse, clothing warehouse, because he didn't have a full dress, and he received the Nobel Prize in a worn-out, a respectable, but a used full dress. I think he returned it, yes, Francis, I believe he did. I don't know. No, please. A great author of many books, the principal scholarly one being the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, which he did with other scholars in a project which I think was 10 or 15 years duration. He's also a Quaker historian, George Fox's Books of Miracles, Letters to William Dewsbury, and so forth. It's a great pleasure and honor to have this great friend of ours with us this afternoon, and I'm pleased to introduce Henry Cadbury, who will speak on the heritage of this meeting house.
Mm-hmm.